The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It is Diva Day on Daily Pop. Beyonce is coming out swinging, and Madonna's telling us all about her sex appeal. Super producer Mona Scott Young is back with us. And Lonnie, I just couldn't stay away from his sexy ass is back as well.
Yes, he's back.
Lonnie, we love you. Welcome back.
You know what? Anything to help out, you know? And my girl, Mona Scott Young, is here, so I just had to step on in. I always help out Morgan, because, you know, she's with child, so, yes. You know.
But I'm so happy to be here spending time with you today.
You look great too, Mona.
Thank you, my 3 a.m. beat. Thank you.
By the way, I love how Lonnie calls it helping out. Most people call it direct deposit. Right. Beyonce is crazy in love, returning 40. Queen B wrote a handwritten love letter to her fans, thanking them for all the birthday messages. She says this is the best she's ever felt, and whoever tried to condition women to feel that we are supposed to feel old are unhappy when we turn 40,
got it
all the way F up.
Go ahead, B. That's right.
But I feel like
she
it was other women.
Lied.
I feel like it was women making women feel like
you're right
40
about that. You're right
was,
about that.
Y'all did that to yourself, right?
No, Justin. You ain't gonna come up in here on this Good Friday
morning. And start
morning.
No beef.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm not trying
you know,
to beef.
It is men, mostly heterosexual men, that make women, as they get older, feel yes. like they're not sexy.
Like they are over the hill, like they are useless and no longer viable.
Mm.
Yes.
And somebody, we've been knowing Beyonce since she was 15.
Exactly, yep.
24 years later, she is still popping.
Still sexy.
And we needed this because she has introduced the culture to so many things and she keeps growing. But I can tell you something.
What's that?
She ain't experienced that sex at 40. Beyonce!
Oh, is it good?
Ooh, you about to feel something you never felt before,
really?
Girl.
Yes. Really, Lonnie?
Yes, it's more intensified.
Because the hormones, everything is kind of ripe. And you're feeling yourself, because you really step into your own at 40. 30, you're still figuring it out. 40, you are squarely planted. Like,
wow.
I am clear about who I am. Bring it on, baby.
Right?
Oh, absolutely. Now, 50, that's a whole nother story.
Ooh, I don't know. Okay. I know a lot of 50-year-olds still getting it popping and loving it.
I'm loving it.
Yes.
But the knees, they don't do what they used to.
Yes.
The dropping it like it's hot, it's dropping it like it's lukewarm.
Yes. Yeah, you drop it halfway like it's hot.
Yes.
You drop it halfway.
Yeah.
So
trust
you know.
Me, we saw Lonnie try to drop it on a tricycle over here, and
they tried to feel me on this show.
I'm happy y'all are like that because I know how many men do we have in here today? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Fellas, after 35, that day you wake up on the wrong pillow, it's a 3-day ordeal to get your back to right. Men are not like that. And maybe men try to make you guys feel old because
they can't handle it at that age.
They can't handle it at that age.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's definitely it. And the thing is that she wrote a wonderful love letter to close out Virgo season.
Mm.
And this is the magic of her. She knows how to take something that could, you know, look like a negative and turn it all the way into a positive. And people are learning so much from her. And that's the whole thing. Mm-hmm. When you get to the 40s, you really do become wiser.
Yeah, yes. But Beyonce 40, is different than Rebecca Ford. You know, like, Rebecca, and that's the thing. It's like, not everybody can feel that confident. Not everybody has the lasers. Not everybody has Sir John.
Yeah,
not everybody
has the Kim Kimble. Yeah, but you know what I will say about her? She has been able to show us that we can do it all, right?
Yes.
In a very beautiful way. Breaking down doors, ceilings, the babies, and still getting out on that stage in those outfits, honey, and giving you, And then now, being 40 and embracing that, I think it's a message to women that, like, don't listen to what those men are saying.
You're right.
You can have it all and feel good and be sexy and still get it.
And we have to give it up to not only the Beyoncés, but the Angela Bassett. Helen Mirrens.
Hello.
I mean, these women are looking good, and they're not allowing Hollywood to put them in a box because of their age. And I just applaud it. And hopefully that encourages even everyday women to realize that your life is not over because you're getting older.
Well, this brings us to our next story.
Okay.
And I don't want to bring it down, but everybody is talking about this. Linda Evangelista is explaining why we haven't seen her on the runway in years. She claims that she was left disfigured by cool sculpting. She writes, it did the opposite of what it promised. It increased,
that is not Linda,
not decreased my fat cells and left me permanently deformed even after undergoing two painful, unsuccessful corrective surgeries. She also claims she is unrecognizable now. She did not post any photos. Linda, who is 56, filed a $50 million lawsuit against Zeltic Aesthetics, the parent company of Cool Sculpting. Now, we have reached out to them for comment. We have not heard back. But this
but
is where you see...
let me ask you something. Cool Sculpting, it's usually your butt, your hips. Where is she disfigured? Her... did she do it on her face?
You can Cool Sculpt anywhere.
And apparently there was something that it reversed. Instead of taking away the cells, it added. And she is claiming that it did. They did not tell her about that possible
That possibility.
Risk.
Yeah. Got it.
That's
why
you have to do your own
research.
You have
to do your research. Because, listen, in my world, with especially my cast members and all of the women who are watching and subscribing to, you know, the franchise Love and Hip Hop, that whole idea of going into somebody's basement and having something that can be bought off a hardware store shelf applied into your body is insane.
Yes.
But they were doing it without thinking twice.
Yeah,
you know, the butt injections, and it's insane. And K. Michelle has spoken out publicly about, you know, what happened to her and having to have that removed, and it solidified and, you know, was life-threatening for her. But, you know, you've got to do your research.
You definitely do. I had a hairdresser. You probably know of her. Mm-hmm. Her name was April. Mm-hmm. And she was a popular hairdresser here in LA. And she ended up getting fix-a-flat. She had lost a lot of weight. She had
no butt. Fix-a-flat sounds like something for a tire?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And she had a customer that told her, oh, I can, you know, give you a butt. I can give you the butt injections. And it was actually fix-a-flat.
Oh, my God.
She ended up losing her arms,
her
legs.
Oh, my God.
And just a couple of years ago, she ended up catching COVID. And then she passed because... you know, just her body just couldn't take it. So, you know, I take this very, very seriously, you know, about making sure that you use the right thing. But going back to Linda, I've seen recent pictures of her. She looks fine. She's just a little bit thicker.
Yeah.
And the thing is, because she was a supermodel, she's feeling like, well, I don't look like...
She's a little dysmorphic, probably.
But it's not that. I saw it, and she looks good. I mean, she's just a little bit plumper.
She's a little bit plumper, but she's having issues getting rid of those masses that have formed, and she's tried to correct
them. Okay, so that's very different. And maybe the plumpness you're seeing is the formation of those masses, you know? But then there's also... And listen, I don't know. I haven't seen the pictures, but, you know, it's all about what you think you look like in your mind, right?
Yes.
And for supermodels, we know that she's probably used to looking super thin and seeing that. But if it's like hardening masses and something that's potentially life-threatening,
it's probably
that's
painful too. But you're also watching Naomi, you're watching Christy, you're watching Cindy have the second comeback that you have never seen before in a supermodel before, and you're wondering, where's Linda? And I bet you Linda's wondering the same thing. The problem is with these kinds of, you know, coming to the office, you'll be back into work by lunchtime.
Right.
These procedures sound so minor
that
you think, oh, I've had friends who have had their put on their faces because they've
but
been stretched so hard.
You are injecting things into your body. But you know,
you know what I mean? Like I've seen Beverly Hills women that with their booty holes for noses now because they get that thing just stretched right over
they
there.
They make it seem easy. They make it seem seamless, and it's not for everybody. Everybody's body is different. Mm-hmm. So like you said, you really do have to do your research so that you can maintain. And I just think that she looks good. I just think that this is a possibility. She shouldn't hide. She should come out. She is stepping out with this letter by saying why she hasn't. But I just hope that someone helps her to get some therapy because she's still a beautiful person.
Yes.
We have to stop as women putting so much pressure on ourselves because we didn't look like what we looked like when we was 20.
Absolutely.
You're never going to go back to the 20s. That's why I tell people in their 20s, celebrate your 20s now.
Because you ain't never going to get them again.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I think also that people feel the need to do all these surgeries, and there's nothing wrong with having some fixes if that's what you feel you want to do.
No.
Right? But you have to do the research and make sure that you're vetting these doctors. And just because something is, you know, an in and out quick procedure doesn't mean that there aren't still dangers associated with it.
That's
right?
True.
It's still a procedure. You're putting something into your body and you have
to
be careful.
We would still have Kanye West's mother, Donda.
If she would have really listened
to the doctors.
Whatever happened to that doctor?
I think he...
Allegedly. You guys,
we gotta fight it.
Allegedly.
Live.
Coming up, we got Madonna and Lonnie about to get sued up in here. Don't go anywhere, you guys. Lonnie's gonna get served live on air.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Madonna premiered her film Madam X in New York last night.
Ooh.
Drew Barrymore was there, and so was Madonna's son David, who told us something surprising about his mom. Plus, Madge told us her secret to staying sexy.
Ooh. At the end of the day, if you're not confident, you can't be sexy. And sexy isn't something that you have to try to be. You just are. Or you're not, because you're not confident. Or maybe you don't want to be. I don't know.
She's unapologetic, you know, she's emboldened. I've become completely conservative, so I'm probably not the right person to talk about it with. Good for her for keeping her sexuality alive. Mine's dead. So I might as well get me some Madonna and get some inspiration. I bend my knees for you like a prayer.
My God, look at me now. I wanted to document the show. The show is a journey through my life and all the things that love me, that have inspired me. I'm a force and I'm a chain, babe.
Can't go through this and stay the same, babe. There's nothing but pride in my heart, and it's incredible, you know? It's just one of her dreams come true, so it's nice.
David Banda is proud of his mom's film, Madam X, but says she's even better at being a soccer mom.
She's amazing. She's hilarious. She's the loudest one there. It's fantastic. I was playing a game one day and she just starts yelling. She goes, yeah, kick him in the shins. And I was like, that's hilarious. Cause I was like, who's yelling that loud? And I was like, oh, it's mom.
By the
way. David looking good.
Yeah, he's
David
a cutie
is looking
pie.
Cute.
Oh, David.
He's a little cutie pie.
Isn't he so cute?
Yeah.
By the way, I love how Madonna's like, yeah, sexy is this. This is how I stay sexy. No, boo, you're dealing with a 27-year-old man, honey.
Yeah. That's how you got your sexy on.
That's how you get your sexy back.
You got your groove back. Go ahead.
She does look good.
She looks great.
Sucking the soul out of those kids. Madonna's store documentary, Madam X, is coming to Paramount Plus on October 8th.
Allegedly.
Now that Britney is almost free, Netflix is trying to figure out what went wrong. Mm. They just dropped the trailer for their documentary, Britney versus Spears. Watch this.
Britney made other people a lot of money.
I've worked my whole life. I don't owe these people anything.
No one would talk.
I'm not going to acknowledge that I was ever brought in to evaluate Britney Spears.
Until they did. Someone very close to the conservatorship leaked me this confidential report.
Britney had to go into court a million times, all of these hours of criticizing her.
It's an epic fail of the legal system that this has gone on for so long.
How do you get out?
You don't get out until you scream.
You guys, Britney versus Spears drops Tuesday, but Britney's fiancé, Sam, isn't feeling this documentary.
Uh-oh.
He commented on the Netflix post writing, "I hope the profits from these docs go towards fighting against injustice."
Now, he didn't say Mona, against, he said against. Okay, I'm sorry. I digress.
You digress.
Yes.
You do this.
Yes.
For a living.
Yes.
Is it okay to make things like this?
I mean, to make things like a documentary about the things that she's talked about so openly all of this time, you know? And I'm a little surprised that he's against this, because this seems like it's shedding light and trying to expose all of the crazy that's gone on in her life. So I would think that this would be a helpful tool.
But this is where his age comes into play and his inexperience with celebrity.
Yeah.
I know that you're trying to help. I know that you're trying to bring awareness and say, oh, you know.
But that's what this document is doing.
That's what
this
documentary is doing.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of times, and I feel bad for people who say, why would you go on reality TV? Why would you do this documentary about yourself? It's like, somebody has to control the narrative.
Exactly.
So it's either going to be me someone else who I'm going to support telling the truth and not peddling lies like people are prone to do in TV.
Unless there's something in that documentary that makes him look bad.
That doesn't bode well for him.
Oh, this has been going on for 13 years. He just got here yesterday.
Okay.
Something, if this is recent, there's something for him to be so tight about.
You know what I think, Lonnie? I just don't think he gets it, right? I think he's seeing this as, oh, here's someone else exploiting her, and this should not be happening.
So
but not really, like Justin saying, having the wherewithal to realize, like, this seems like it's an investigative look into what has gone wrong and why.
Yes.
And someone's kind of, like, shaking out the sheets to see where the truth lies. So this should be helpful. And by the way, she's been so vocal about her entire life.
Yes.
It's not like somebody went in there digging on a recluse, somebody who doesn't openly speak about what's going on.
I saw her tickle bitties last week on Instagram.
You know what?
This is a red flag then. If he's already commenting, what's going to happen once they get married?
That's the thing.
You think that's going to happen?
Mm-hmm.
Do we really think it's going to happen?
Oh,
the marriage?
Yeah.
Done. Oh, he going to make sure it happens.
Well,
I allegedly. Think she wants a baby. She wants another child.
Oh.
She's going to do it.
I just
She's
going
to do it just to piss her dad off.
Yes.
She's going to do it just to piss her dad off.
Yes.
But you know what?
And to give us something to talk about.
I'm a Scorpio too. Let's do it. Billie Eilish says people are scared of big boobs.
Yeah, they are.
She's losing the baggy sweatshirts and showing some skin, posting this revealing pic on Insta. Ooh. But she tells Elle magazine the move cost her 100,000 followers. Are people afraid of big boobs? Or are people just afraid people to change?
Is she 100,000? She got, millions?
Right. Who cares? A couple hundred thousand here or there.
Yeah.
I mean, what did they object to? I don't know if it was about big boobs specifically. It might have been that this is not how they know her, and they probably feel like, oh, you're changing.
This is what
Do you
they
know
were
what
used
I'm saying?
To. They were
they
used to this.
To her, look at this. They used to her
That's
wearing
what they wanted.
A sack.
Not that.
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
But, you know, and then the minute she went like this, you know, they were like,
oh, no, we're not with that. We're not with that.
Stop following.
Yeah. Yeah, y'all like that, didn't y'all?
Not on this show.
Let's give them something to talk about.
Okay. Talking about a woman at 40.
Wait,
honey. These are 50.
They not ready
Lonnie,
for that.
Lonnie, you got Lonnie, Tom pacing
Lonnie,
right here.
You're about to have a wardrobe
Tom is
malfunction
right here, y'all.
Messing around.
Tom getting happy. Them hips moving, ain't them hips.
Tom, go to the restroom for a minute. Okay? My God. Y'all act like y'all never seen a boob before. Oh, have some gumption.
Look, he gonna get some next week. Just for that.
100%. I will say, I remember when Christina Aguilera, this is before social media, but I remember when Christina Aguilera went from, you know, I'm beautiful to dirty.
Yes,
and
yes,
when
yes.
Britney said, I'm not a virgin, and people were like, oh my God.
Yeah.
It's because we put these people in boxes.
Yes.
And the minute they turn 19 and they
want to
change.
And they
want to
live. Miley Cyrus,
Miley
same
Cyrus.
Thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they just can't handle the truth.
You can't handle it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So Billie Eilish, you're 19 years old. Trust me, honey. You're going to have 17 more skins that you're going to shed. So either people need to get with it Or yes. just get off the caboose. Okay. So, and right, 100,000 ain't it.
And she about to gain probably 250,000 when they look at those boobs.
Yes. Let them
know. You know what I'm saying?
So. Oh, my God. I gained five just doing
that.
You are going to give him a heart attack up in here.
After the break, Dr. Drew is here to talk to Lonnie about not showing her titties on live TV.
Come on, Drew.
Lonnie, the HR nightmare.
The FCC, we just got our license back, Lonnie.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
It may be early, but we don't care. We're talking about sex, and joining us now is Dr. Sex himself, Dr. Drew.
I gotta take a minute, though, and tell you all, the first person to ever call me her boo is Lonnie. And it was deeply meaningful to me, and she refers to my wife as Mrs. Boo.
Yes,
and
Mrs.
We have been that ever since, and I love you, and I've missed you, and I haven't seen you forever, except
you
you're on everything. Every time we turn the TV on, there's Lonnie. So if you, and your Instagram is alive, and I'm like, well, I feel like I see her plenty.
But well, we are glad you're here.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Watch out for Lonnie's boob. It's been popping out all day.
I warned you already, Justin. Yeah. Stay away from my boo, man.
Dr. Drew, your new book, It Doesn't Have to Be Awkward. You write about having the talk with your daughter.
Yeah.
Normally, it's the moms who have the talks with the daughters and the dads who have the talks with the son.
It's very hard to predict which it's going to be for a given child. I would have predicted that's how it went, too. But no, my daughter was the one that would come to me with the awkward questions. And I would start, I go, what? And this is just advice for people. The way you approach it is you go, okay, I'm going to answer. You ready? Answer it. There's my daughter. And that's actually, we were doing in our apartment in New York. We were there doing a lot of book signing and stuff.
Oh,
this book is very woke. She's had to educate me about a lot of stuff. So. And it's how I designed the book. We originally, the people came to us and said, we want to write about consent. It was during sort of the Me Too thing pre-COVID.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of confusion in adolescence about how do you navigate? And I said, you know, I need a young person in on this. My daughter's a Columbia trained writer. Let's get her in on it. And it was really a great experience. Anyway, she used to come to me, ask me questions, and I'd start out and say, okay, I'm going to answer it. She'd run away with her fingers in her ear. Okay, that's enough. If you want more, come back, please. And that's it. Don't launch into any long conversations. They just answer their questions.
Should we use the real parts, or should we give them names?
It depends. People always ask, what age do I start? I mean, if you're talking to a five-year-old, try to make it sort of appropriate. Kind of keep it at their level. It's not about you. It's never about the parent. You shouldn't be launching into what you want them to know. Mm-hmm. Just try to answer their questions. I remember we didn't put this in the book. She came to me when she was like six. She goes, do you and mommy sex? And I go, I just took my breath away. And I went, and I asked the right question. I go, what do you mean? Because how would she possibly know?
Because you might have launched into something she wasn't even thinking about.
Absolutely.
And she goes,
I don't know, kissing. And I go, yeah, we kiss. And that was it. That was the end of the conversation.
Yeah, but if she would have came and said, do y'all, you know,
do we smash?
If your six-year-old daughter came and said, do you mommy smash? I would have been like,
You know what's so funny? My daughter, we always felt the need to just keep it real with the terms and stuff, right?
Yes.
Because I didn't want to create like these fantasy names that made it seem like it was playful and fun. No, that is a vagina. This is a penis.
And I'm a physician. She knows I'm going to be very clinical.
Exactly.
About it.
So she was very comfortable with that terminology early on, but then it became too open. Like then it was like stuff I wasn't ready for. Okay, that's too much.
And by the way, it's okay. You'll get used to it too. We have our own input into this thing, and sometimes you're not ready to have the conversations, or it takes a while to get used to it. But really, in this book, we talk about relationships generally. I mean, yes, it's about awkward conversations like sex, but the body of the book, there it is, doesn't have to be awkward, is really helping sort of 14 to 20-year-olds navigate relationships with boundaries and compassion and trust, and then how parents can talk to kids. So it's for parents, too, and educators, how they can talk to kids about this stuff.
How soon do you talk about sexuality versus just sex education?
That's a good question.
Are you talking about, because now there's a ton, and again, we get into this in the book, there's a ton packed into that, right? There's gender, there's orientation.
Right.
And again, the important thing is just open-ended questions and make sure you're getting at what the kid wants. You can put your values into it, but don't
overreact. I remember my daughter coming home one day and saying, you know, I have this friend in school and she's a girl and I really like her and I want to be her girlfriend. And I was like, oh, okay. And then later on she was like, yeah, mom, I think I'm gay. And I was like, no. And I said, okay, well, what makes you think you're gay? She goes, because I just don't like the way gay people are treated and I want to fight for gay people. Aww. And I was like, okay, that's great, but that doesn't mean that you're necessarily gay. Yeah. Maybe you're an activist and you want to fight for the rights
of, you know? We have a whole chapter about being an ally.
Exactly, an ally today.
And it's great. I mean, you know, so much of the stuff that's swirling around us these days is unpleasant, but if you really dig into it, there's a lot of really good things happening too.
Dr. Drew, we want you to stay because we have so many more questions.
Right, I'm still drinking.
And I need advice.
What do we think about
it? We're going to be back with more Dr. Drew. Don't go anywhere. Welcome back to Daily Pop. We're back with Dr. Drew, some cocktails.
Yes.
And we're talking to him about his new book.
He's like, where's his cocktail?
Yes. Oh, what? No, where is Dr. Drew's cocktail?
We give advice. You
got to
keep you straight.
Oh, I got to be straight. On the way out. Right.
I know your book is called It Doesn't Have to Be Awkward.
Yeah.
But I feel like an awkward conversation that nobody is having right now with teenagers is about consent.
100%. Mm. That's where this book came from.
I had a situation in high school where a friend of mine knowingly got engaged with somebody in a sexual act, in a sexual situation, and when people found out, got embarrassed and recanted her story and said it was not in her volition.
Oh my God, don't tell me it turned into a...
She turned it, and I think it was because of embarrassment.
Yeah.
And
or I'll tell you what it might be also, people don't often understand that consent can be rescinded in the middle of a transaction, right?
Like when you're about to do it?
It's a continuous negotiation. Afterwards, a different story.
Yeah, okay.
Right? But during, it's a continuous negotiation, right? And if you get uncomfortable, in fact, we put a lot about that in the book, about how to set boundaries and to listen to yourself, have compassion for yourself if you put yourself in a situation where you don't belong in. Where shouldn't you be in a situation like, it's like in a few minutes, Lonnie's not gonna be able to render consent.
You're gonna have to consent.
See, I can consent.
But it's like a runaway train.
We'll not worry about this guy.
don't you think it's like a runaway train? You get to a certain point, you guys are hot and heavy,
then
all of a sudden you're like, and you might not be able to pull the brakes in time.
100% true, and that's nature of biology, right? That's
right.
But we're too far in. But you can
literally
coach people up. Look, you can coach both. Either side can get pull out of it, so to speak, at any time. But you can negotiate people to be attuned to the other person and prepared that they might do that, and that it's okay, and not you're going to be angry about it. Mm-hmm. And you can prepare anybody who wants to rescind their consent that can be happened at any point, so they don't after the fact go, "Why did I do that? I feel terrible." And then we get into a lot of detail about when there are situations you can't render consent if you're underage, if you're using, how much are you using, and why do you, this, you know, you if you can't drive a car, you can't render consent. That's in the law. That's the way
it goes. If you're unconscious after having too many drinks.
Not just unconscious. In California, like a .08, if you can't drive a car, you're questionable for consent.
And that's two Chardonnays.
It's a Chardonnay and a half.
That's why I always do it before I go to dinner. So.
What's another awkward story?
Well, we tell a lot of stories about she and I and the stuff we got into. She remembers, it's really interesting, she remembers things very, very differently than I do. No. I remember, there's a great one we didn't put in the book. Maybe I should share with you guys. I don't think I could do it. You guys
will
get taken off the air.
Will she be pissed at you?
Can you
clean it up real quick?
The South Park had a band on the South Park, and the band was named after an explicit sexual behavior with one's hand on a female.
Okay.
Okay, we good?
Yes.
And she was one day, Pauline, I'm so sorry. Yeah, you know this.
You know us.
She forced me to do it.
Yeah.
So we're driving, I've driven to school, it's like fifth grade. And she starts singing one of the songs from that band, which includes repeating the name of the band. And I go, hold on a second. I go, do you know what that means? It's a band in South Park. And I go, yeah, and it means something.
And it's also.
And I go, are you ready? And she goes, yeah, it's indignant stuff. and she started screaming. My son was sitting next to me in the front of the car. He started laughing so hard, I thought he was going to throw up. And she goes, I just changed all my screen name to the name.
We had to
turn around and go back
and redo
everything. It was fantastic. But it shows you got to monitor what your kids are getting exposed to and give them an opportunity to ask questions. What if that hadn't happened that morning?
Yep.
She would have learned the hard way.
She just
would have
been out there with her handle. And wondering why she's getting all these followers.
Exactly.
Dr. Drew.
But that's the guy. Anyway, so we break down relationships into three basic components of trusting yourself, the other, the situation, learning how to have a leap of faith, compassion for yourself and other people, and how to set boundaries. And boundaries are a very challenging topic for people these days, but we get into it.
Oh my God. This is a great book.
This is the read that you need.
I would have too. That's true. Yeah.
It doesn't have to be awkward. It's available now wherever books are sold. Dr. Drew, thank you again.
You are always our favorite guest.
Up next, we're talking hall passes with Kate Hudson and Octavia Spencer. Don't go anywhere.
Oh my girl.
We're back with more Daily Pop, and we are lit. Nobody give Mona any more tequila.
She's the one with the jokes. I'm just here.
I'm having a good time in between the segments.
Oh, by the way, just so you know, let that booby come out one more time. I got some. I'm going to tape those things shut, okay?
No.
Got nipples flashing all over the place. Try me, Lonnie. Try me.
Okay.
Got a piece of gap with your name on it. Is it flattering to be someone's celebrity hall pass? Mm. Kate Hudson and Octavia Spencer answer that one in a game of 1-2 agree on Watch What Happens Live.
If a fan tells you that you're their celebrity hall pass, it is flattering as opposed to creepy. 1-2 agree or disagree. Okay.
Ooh. First thing I said when I met Brad Pitt was like, you my celebrity hall pass. And I don't even have a man.
What did he say?
Oh, he was so cute about it. He was so sweet. But is it creepy if somebody would tell you? Would you like it if someone would say, you're my celebrity hall pass?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
If someone called me a celebrity, I'd be like, hell yeah.
Okay, let's start there. Celebrity who, me?
Yeah.
You know?
You're attracted to me?
Yes. No, but that's a great compliment.
Yeah. I think people take stuff too seriously sometimes. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, don't do that to me. It's a fantasy.
My husband and I all the time, he's like, mm-hmm, that's your little crush. I know. See, but the problem is, I could actually meet
you
that
can
person.
Access.
Like, we, I always say to him, oh, I know this is your crush, but I know you ain't never going to get nowhere near them. So I'm not worried about it, you know? But when he's like, oh, that's your little boyfriend, I'm like, mm-hmm.
Who's
mm-hmm.
your
and
crush?
I got his number right here.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, Mona. Girl, I can't say.
Mona, say it. Lonnie, who's yours?
Who's yours? Who's your crush?
Tom. That's mine. Tom. Yes. Come on, Tom.
Take her to the chair.
Try it. Try it. I lost Tom for a half a segment earlier.
I was hysterical, lost
like a part in a hurricane here because of that boobie.
You know what is funny? I did have someone who was, and then I met them in real life, and I was like, not so much.
Yeah, I hate that.
You know
that.
What I'm saying?
Yeah, I hate that.
I was like, I was much better off with the illusion of who I thought you were in my head.
It's because you thought Tory Lanez was 5'11".
You know what? You know what? You ain't right.
Zendaya says she spends a lot of time in therapy talking about Lonnie's money because she's scared if she stops working, everything can be gone tomorrow.
I feel you,
sounds
girl.
Like somebody I know. She also told British Vogue that her mom is a saver and her dad tells her to spend. Mm. Do you think a lot of celebrities have anxieties around that? Well, not on your show because they'd be spending tomorrow.
And if they don't have anxieties about it, they should. Right? They need to be thinking about that. And that's the problem. A lot of them are not. They think that it's going to last forever. And they spend frivolously thinking that it's always going to keep coming in. And they don't treat this like you would any other job where you're setting up your savings plan, making sure that you've got that retirement situation intact. They spend like it's going to be forever.
And this is the thing, what I love about Mona Scott Young, what she has done is...
Okay.
She has allowed people that, you know, needed exposure to get exposure. And then instead of a lot, some of them have been able to take that exposure and blow up.
A lot of them
don't learn, and they don't learn from her. I mean, she's like a super producer.
Thank you.
It's like, but you know, really,
I really try to talk to them about having a plan. This should be a means to an end. Make sure that you're thinking about the future, because again, especially when they're young and they're living up, they think it's going to last forever.
And people of color especially, because we already don't get paid the money that we're supposed to get paid.
Right.
You know, and then people sometimes they wonder, well, y'all got paid a lot. No, you got to understand. And there's different amounts of equity, especially in this industry. So I understand where Zendaya is coming from, because she understands, you know, that she might be hot today,
but
and then tomorrow. But it's not necessarily her that she's worried about. She's worried about the people around her. Because what you got to understand is a lot of times you come from humble beginnings, everybody think, because they see you on that TV, now you're supposed to pay their rent, buy their houses, buy their cars. And so she's probably being pressured with that too.
Lonnie, that's why I don't answer my phone. I don't be looking at the phone. Lonnie, I asked you for that Nissan in confidence. You ain't gotta call me out about the Altima on TV
but you know what? In addition to like the people that have expectations that you owe them, they're also the people that you feel responsible for, because they've been there.
They
put in the work to help you get there, and you're thinking about like their well-being. But good for her, because she is so smart. Like, even the way she thinks, she's so much she's so much wiser than her young years. You know,
learn how to invest your money, though.
Absolutely.
A lot of us don't know how to invest our money.
I love to see when celebrities are like opening up businesses and, you know, properties and divesting their money. Because I'm like, babe, those shoes that you're wearing, you are not going to be able to live in those.
And like I say,
Wait, hold on.
Oh, honey, but trust me, I will give you a good shoe, but I will also give you multiple roofs over the head.
Okay.
An account.
Listen to her.
Okay. Savings and retirement
plan.
Okay, 401k.
Because I was about to say.
A 529c.
I was about to say, you walking on my rent right now. Next, Steve Harvey opens up about his regrets and how his wife puts him in his place. Mm. You have to watch this interview when we come back.
Ow.
We are ready to party.
What is wrong with you?
I'm drunk.
Are you really?
Yes.
Because it's Friday.
It's Friday, y'all. And we talked to Steve Harvey, and he's admitting some major regrets to us. And he just told us why he finally got rid of all those oversized pimp suits.
Ow.
If you ask me, I'm going to tell you, because I would rather be authentic than fake.
And while Steve never holds back on his advice for others, there's one person who will always put him in his place, his wife, Marjorie.
You can call it advice. She just tell me what to do, really. She changed my hair. I was tired of getting haircuts.
Yeah, nice hair with that. Nice hair.
She told me, if you're tired, cut it off. She made me cut my mustache. She told me she was tired of being married to a pimp, so she wanted me to quit making them big ass suits. She done got on my nerves. But really, all of it, all it was all for the betterment, man. She just made me a better man. I can't tell you how much stuff I wanted to shove back down my throat as it was coming out. And I've said so many things I regret saying.
But it's not cool, Mo.
For who?
It's not cool.
For who?
The fact that we sitting here arguing like this.
I learned a few years ago to stop allowing people's opinion of me to have an effect on me. Because what I suddenly discovered is, if you think about it, the majority of people who are dogging you or talking about you, they don't even really know you. Most people that know who you really are. If you a man and you don't like me, it's cause there's something wrong with you. Cause I'm a man's man, that I know. I am an honorable man. I know all the rules of manhood.
Steve Harvey's not shy about sharing those rules, and now is the perfect time, since his Facebook Watch show, Steve on Watch, is back with a live audience.
Put your hands together for that damn Steve Harvey.
We haven't had TV audiences in over a year. They just give you energy, you know, it just makes coming to work a lot better, you know, you get feedback. It's hard, especially in my business. I'm a stand-up by profession, really. And if I don't have people, I mean, you know, I got nobody to react to. It's streamlined. It took everything I liked in my talk show and they just put it into one tube. I really like human interest stories. I like comeback stories. People need to see other people who was down and out and gotten over somehow.
Show. Oh, it's going to be a bomb.
It's
going to
be
show.
A good show.
You know, me and Steve, we came up through comedy together. Mm-hmm. I mean, he started in Dallas with Cedric the Entertainer, and then we all came here, we all met up, and it's just nice to see he continues to grow. You know, you can have shows come and go.
Yep.
But then when you embrace the new medium, and this looks like it's going to be a really good show.
And he's always evolving. Like, I always feel like he became this kind of relationship expert, and then he became this life expert, and you see him infusing his life into his work in a way that's authentic. And that's why we rock with him. I like Steve.
I love Steve too. And you can love Steve as well. Steve on Watch weekdays on Facebook Watch.
It looks like fun.
Turns out most of us have been cutting our English muffins the wrong way. Mm. A man went viral on TikTok when he read the back of the English muffin bag.
Finally,
and it says you're supposed to cut it with a fork.
Yes.
Not a knife. Did you guys know this either?
Yes, I knew that. Because I read instructions. I'm an engineer by nature.
Okay.
And I always knew this because it's easier. Come on,
I read instructions if I have to cook something, but if I'm taking a piece of bread.
Wait, hold on.
I didn't think that bread had instructions.
Because it's already preparated.
Wait.
That's it.
Preparated.
This is true.
Preparated.
Mm-hmm. It's
break
prepar-
it up.
Okay,
Mona
but I feel like you have
it's
to
already
like, you have to jiggle. Yep. Oh, look at this show off.
I'm hungry.
Okay, can I say something? Has anybody ever cut this with a knife and then had to like mash it down to get it into the toaster? You know, you'd be like this.
Oh, my God.
You know what's happened.
Worked.
Or it's all uneven.
You'll be here till tomorrow with Mona.
Wait,
by the way.
Who knew? I got to do it carefully because I got to make sure I get it right.
Disclaimer moment is rich.
Two perfectly sized pieces.
With the little holes in
But these little holes are made for that.
Yeah.
Okay,
just
well,
so you guys
you learned something new.
Mona hadn't used her own fork in a long time. Somebody feeds her rich ass.
Yeah, exactly.
Still ahead, we're hitting the carpet with Amy Adams, Julianne Moore, and the stars of Dear Evan Hansen. Plus, our Feel Good Friday stories. Mona is going to give me $100,000 live on
the show
air.
Show ain't over yet.
What?
What is happening?
Favor.
We still
Lonnie's
here?
Doing you all a favor today.
What's happening?
Lonnie ain't doing nobody no favor but her checking account. Getting two checks today. Let me slap her ass.
I love it here.
Dear Evan Hansen is the story of an awkward teen and his relationship with a classmate. And it's going from the Broadway to the big screen. Mm. We were at the premiere.
It's really good.
Dear Evan Hansen, today is going to be an amazing day. And here's why. Because today, all you have to do is just be yourself.
As much as I love him as a character and have grown to care so much about him, he's a difficult mind space to be in all the time.
So you just didn't eat last night?
I wasn't hungry.
You're a senior in high school. You need to be able to order dinner for yourself. You can do it all online. You don't have to talk to anybody.
Ben was so wonderful to be with. He's so committed and has such a... He's just a beautiful performer. So I just love being with him every day.
When you're falling in the forest and there's nobody around.
And the last time I sang in a musical on stage was in high school in The Music Man, so it's been a while. I mean, I was terrified.
I thought that you could wear this to the memorial. For your speech.
I think the reason I was cast is I kind of sought it out because I saw the play and the musical and I was such a big fan and I just really wanted to be a part of bringing this to the big screen so it could reach a broader audience.
Amy and Julianne are veterans and icons and idols for a reason. As someone who hopes to continue to work, it's really inspiring to see.
Exactly. I love that.
Dear Evan Hansen opens nationwide in theaters today, you guys. Did you have a fun time, Mona?
I did. Thank you so much for having me. I had a great time, and I'm so glad I got to spend some time with Lonnie.
I know.
I've been stalking you, trying to do some stuff
together. We always wrap up together, so we'll have something.
Okay. I believe in the universe, speaking, and Justin, thank you so much.
You guys.
You're so good at this.
I love you guys. Come back next week. We have more Aliens with Demi Lovato. We love you guys.